Welcome to the Language is Music podcast. On this podcast, you will hear interviews and presentations done by Susanna Zreisky, the author of Language is Music. You can find out more information about Language is Music and about how you can learn foreign languages using music and the media at Susanna's website, languageismusic.com, www.languageismusic.com. We hope you enjoy this podcast.
Welcome back to Bay Sunday. Our next guest speaks seven languages. She has traveled to 50 countries and wants you to know that you too can learn a new language just by listening to music, the radio, and watching TV. Please welcome the author of Language is Music, Susanna Zreisky.
Thank you.
Language is Music. Expand on that. What do you mean?
Well, if you think about it, when we're little kids, when we're born, we listen to our mother tongue for about a year before we start speaking, right? And for us, language is music. And we just start copying words just like we would with a song. So I was thinking about how people learn languages. Mm-hmm. And I speak seven. And I saw how frustrated people got in language classes. And I realized that the way we learn languages as adolescents or as adults is completely backwards. We need to start listening first. We have two ears and one mouth for a reason. We need to start listening first and then speak. So you need to listen to foreign languages as though they're music. So you have the music, let's say you're learning French. You have music in French in the background. You have the radio in French. You have TV in French. You get used to the sounds of the language. Then you start learning the words, and then you start learning the grammar. The reason is, music engages more parts of your brain than language does. You're more apt to remember something if you remember to a tune than if you... To a melody, exactly. So, like, you probably remember little jingles from commercials, like, 20 years ago or things you...
I can remember songs, and I can't remember the periodic table to save my life. It's amazing the things that you store.
There you go. So, for learning French, start listening to music in French. Get music you like. You start singing along. You have no idea what you're singing. Then you start looking up the lyrics on the internet or in the CD box. And then you start realizing, oh, that's what they were saying, and this is what it is. And you learn the words that way. And then you take French classes and you learn your grammar.
Okay, because I've been taking French for a while off and on, and a lot of people have said to me that you need to actually study abroad. You should spend some time in the particular country that you're interested in, and that's how you'll pick it up. And then your book, you're like, you don't need to do that. And then some people say, you need an instructor, you need one-on-one, and that's how you'll pick it up. And your book's like, you don't need that. So I want to ask you, did you start picking up languages at a younger age? Because a lot of people say it has to do with the age that you are introduced to different languages and different sounds. Is that the key in some way, perhaps?
That's part of it. I mean, it's true. I grew up in a Russian-speaking family. I came to the United States when I was three, so I learned Russian at home, and then I learned English. And then growing up in Silicon Valley, I had Spanish and Chinese and Vietnamese and Korean all around me. So it does help, of course, to have that early introduction to language, but you don't need to leave the country. I mean, I was fluent in Spanish and Italian without leaving the country.
How long did it take you?
Well, with Spanish, I was fluent after a year, but by that time I'd already spoken French. Italian, after a semester of Italian grammar, I was already in an Italian literature class. So it's really about putting the language in every part of your life. So you listen in the car, you have music or podcasts in the language, you're listening to the news, or you're watching the news, which is great because you watch the news here in KPIX, you know what's going on in the world, then you watch the news in French and you're like, oh, they're talking about the Gulf oil spill, and they keep on repeating certain words, and you put the image to the word, and that's how you learn. You put post-it notes around your house for the different words in French.
Different, like, is this at a certain skill level? So when I go in my kitchen, I'll have all different kitchen words in French, or
exactly.
The bathroom, different kitchen bathroom words in French.
Exactly.
I incorporate that with my language classes I have on CD. I put that in the car.
Yeah.
I listen to music. I watch TV5, which is French television, I think, on cable station.
Yeah.
And at some point, it will sink in.
It has to sink in because you need to start making the language in every part of your life. And that's the problem. When you go to school, you do it like whatever, 2 or 3 hours a week, and then you go home and you turn it off. So you need to start making your laundry, your shopping list in French. Start balancing your checkbook in French.
Oh, I could see that.
Do your taxes in French.
Oh.
And you know how wonderful the numbers are in French, which, you know.
No, I don't like the numbers in French.
Yeah, I know, nor do I.
Do you need to speak a certain amount during the day? Is that when you find a partner or someone else that will just talk with you to kind of to get the repetition?
Exactly. You can find conversation partners, and if you happen to be learning, I don't know, Swahili, and you can't find anyone nearby who speaks Swahili, you can find conversation partners on the internet for free, and you'd use Skype or some sort of other program, and you speak to them on the internet. And or you go to, like, once you already have some sort of an ability of the language, you can go to meetup groups and start speaking the language, go to cultural events, and find people to talk to.
Okay, say you get the first one down. I feel you now. I get what you're saying.
Good.
What happens when you start incorporating another one? Because I have a pretty good handle on French, and then I moved to Spanish, and I got all messed up. Everything just started switching on me. It's like the brain wants to incorporate everything. And I was speaking English, French, and Spanish, and I was making no sense. Like, how do you at some point separate it? How do you do that?
That's a really good question, especially with the Romance languages, because I speak 4 Romance languages and 2 Slavic languages, and it's possible to get them mixed up. You need to differentiate in your life when you're going to use those languages. So if you have someone you speak to in Spanish, you only speak them in Spanish, and other people you only speak to in French. Or if you are doing the whole thing of watching the news in French, then you're going to listen to the radio in Spanish. So keep certain activities with certain languages so you get into a routine, so you get used to being in that language at that time of the day.
Oh, wow. Or that particular day of the week.
Exactly. Or with that person or in that situation.
Wow. Well, I'm excited because, you know, I feel like I hit a roadblock with French at one point, but I'm going to do, like you said, the Post-its.
Great.
My roommate probably won't appreciate that, but I'm going to stay all over the place. I'll do the music, and I'm going to do the television, and I'm going to let you know how it goes. Hopefully, I'll call you and be speaking in fluent French the entire time.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Thank you for being here today. For more information about Susanna's book, Language is Music, or to pick up a copy, just go to our website, cbs5.com/Bay Sunday, then click on Show Information, and Language is Music. That is it for this edition of Bay Sunday. Thanks for watching. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to the Language is Music podcast. You can find out more information about learning languages through music at languageismusic.com.